How many times as a traveler have you met someone interesting on a trip? Could be someone you sat next to on a plane, someone you met on a cruise ship or tour, even a local you met at the destination you visited. Now let me ask you this. How many times have you exchanged personal information and promised to keep in touch? And have you? From America's number one travel radio show, this is your Armed World Travel Minute. I'm Rudy Maxa. My guess is you haven't stayed in touch. Now, there's no crime in this, but one of the favorite things people said in Washington, D.C. when I was a reporter there was, hey, let's have lunch soon. But it seemed like I was the only guy who actually followed up on that. Making friends while traveling can pay off over a lifetime. If you genuinely like someone, do stay in touch. Studies show it takes 40 to 60 hours to develop a casual friendship, twice that for a deeper friendship, and 200 hours for a close friendship. So you have to work at it. Email, text, write, or call and nurture new acquaintances if you feel a genuine connection. It's worth it, and it may expand your world. You may find yourself visiting them or vice versa. And I speak as someone who has made lifelong friends I met while traveling. Along with memories and mementos, bring home a larger circle of friends. More travel info at armworldtravel.com.